making time for the things that matter. Words from Jesus. Every day is filled with things to be thankful for. Some are obvious, others are veiled. Some are spectacular, others are disguised as common occurrences or even problems. Yet everything that comes your way is meant to be approached with praise and thanksgiving. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." You can give thanks in every situation, because you have the sure knowledge that I will work in all things for your good, no matter what the situation. Even when the outlook is bleak, you can trust that I am with you. And because I love you and have called you according to my good purposes, you can be confident that everything that comes your way will somehow fit within my plan of bringing to completion the good work I began in your life. Take the time to acknowledge my work in your life and to recognize my presence through everything you face. Trust that I will fulfill my purpose in your life, and I will never forsake the work of my hands. When you choose to be thankful in every situation, it will help you to adopt a positive approach to your work, the way you relate to others, and the way you react to circumstances and events. It will show in your attitude, in your decisions, and in your actions. My joy will become your strength. Make time for people. It's easy to become wrapped up in your immediate circumstances as you deal with the cares and stresses of your life and work and other responsibilities, which can be difficult to keep up with. It can seem like there's very little time for reaching out to others. But as my followers, you have been called and chosen to share my love with others and to shine my light to the world. When I was on earth, I had only about 3.5 years for my public ministry and to accomplish my mission. At times, my disciples or others thought that the people I engaged with weren't worthy of my time. I spoke with a Samaritan woman at the well and a Roman centurion. I noticed Zacchaeus, a despised tax collector, up in a tree and asked to spend the evening with him at his house. I invited the children to come to me. I also took time to personally encourage thousands of others, conversations so numerous that they aren't documented in the Gospels, yet each had an impact on someone's life. You are also called to show love, kindness, and understanding to those around you throughout your day. As you give my love and care to others, you'll find this giving of yourself will not be a sacrifice. As you give of what you have received, I have promised to pour forth my blessings to you in good measure until they are running over. Living life to the full. So many people are content to just let life pass them by without seeking true meaning and purpose for their lives. They may be busy keeping up or trying to get ahead, or they may fill every spare moment with relaxing activities, while rarely pausing to ponder the deeper questions of life and eternal truths. The secret to knowing the truth that will set you free and living life to the full is found in living close to me and remaining faithful to my teachings. Seek my presence and include me in your daily life and activities, and look to my word for guidance. As you commit your life to me, it will be filled with meaning and purpose. You will not only find my joy and fulfillment, but you will brighten the lives of those around you As you reflect my love and share my truth with them, the truth that can set them free. It starts by making a habit of taking time at the start of every day for prayer and communion with me and my word. Commit your day to me and trust in me to work throughout your day, whether you're on the job, running errands, or with family and friends. You'll find that life will be richer and more meaningful as you look to me. Patience through the cycles. There are cycles in life, times in which everything seems to go well, and times when things seem to go poorly or contrary to your wishes and hopes. I want you to learn to draw near to me through each phase of the cycle. When you are faced with a new obstacle or problem, don't let it discourage you and don't worry that you won't be able to overcome it. Problems can be the catalyst to cause you to call out to me and to exercise your faith as you rise to meet the challenge. Each time you face a new test, you will have to take up the challenge, call on me for help, and once again, overcome and grow in the process. So don't look at the low points in your life as defeats, but rather as opportunities for me to work in your life, to make forward progress. I know it's often difficult to go through these cycles, but trust me that these times are needed to keep moving forward and growing in your faith. Making good judgment calls. Throughout life, you will face a series of judgment calls, big and small, that affect your decisions and how you interact with people and how you invest your time. Nearly every day you have to make judgments about some situation or approach or cultural trend, and your opinions and decisions can have consequences for you and other people. I once told my critics, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." What is right judgment? It is judging fairly and honestly and applying the right principle to that particular situation. It often takes looking beyond the facts as you know them to see the hearts and true intentions of those involved. Before passing judgment, it's important to remain impartial and get all sides of the story. The more informed you are, the better chance you will have of judging correctly. And it's always wise, even in seemingly small matters, to come to me and seek my guidance. I am the one who will judge the world at the end of days, so take the time to seek my wisdom and study my word to make wise judgments and decisions. Seeking my thoughts. What may seem logical to you in a particular situation may not be the way I see it, because my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For this reason, it's important to learn to commit all your ways to me and seek my insight and guidance, and trust in me with all your heart. Sometimes I will lead you to answers in my word. Other times I may guide your thoughts until you reach the right conclusion or through the advice of someone else. Not only am I able to guide you, but I am also able to give you the peace of mind and general sense of well-being that comes through a close walk with me. So come to me with all your weights and burdens and concerns. Come to me with an open heart and open mind, and trust that I will sustain you and guide you throughout everything you face in life. A meaningful life. I want you to live a meaningful life, one that will make a difference in the lives of others. I came so that all who believe could have life and have it more abundantly. You are ultimately responsible to make choices that will lead you to walk in my ways and will. It starts with committing your ways to me and asking me to direct your paths. Sometimes, the process of making decisions can be challenging. You may have to wait and exercise patience to find my will. Circumstances change. People change. You change. However, no matter what you face, you can trust that I am with you and I am at work in your life as the author and finisher of your faith. I created you. I have been with you from the beginning of your life and will be with you until the end. As you seek me with all your heart, you will find me and my guidance for your life. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.